Can you hear this? Whoops, just kidding.
Nope.
This? Dang it. I'm sure I can figure that out.
Are you, do you do anything different that you all of a sudden think I should be able to hear it?
No. Oh, wow. I was just hoping. All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 205.
This is a podcast where two drunken tankers play retro games for your amusement. I am tanker number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am tanker number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be getting into a sweet tank.
I assume that's what a person who drives a tank is called.
Yeah, you're a tanker. Right? Yeah. So as we get into this sweet tank, we're going to be playing some fucking Master Blaster.
It does make sense. I feel like it should be Master Blaster.
Or Blaster Master.
For some reason, but it is Blaster Master.
It's Blaster Master. And what screwed me up there is just at that exact moment on the screen was the title, and it said Blaster Master. But I read it from bottom up, and I read Master Blaster, and that's what I said. Like, I read it at the same time I said it. Anyway. Revelers, we're going to be playing Blaster Master on the show tonight, which should be pretty fucking sweet. We're obviously recording, once again, quarantine style here, so...
Indeed.
And also,
from a safe distance.
Yep. And just a little disclaimer at the top of the show here, I think I'm having some slight internet issues today. So if Jurek cuts out a little bit, we do apologize for that. It's either my internet or Jurek's, and we can't really figure it out, but I think it's mine. So,
I think mine has been pretty good.
Yeah. But anyway, before we get to Blaster Master, how is it going this week, Jurek?
Oh, you know, it's going.
Yeah.
Still, you know, just standing home, not really doing much.
Doing everything quarantine style.
Yeah, doing everything quarantine style. Abby did give me a haircut yesterday. My hair was getting out of control. And I mean, even if, you know, haircut places open up sometime soon, I still don't
feel comfortable going
to something like that where you're in such close proximity to a total random person.
Right.
So, yeah, Abby, you know, we don't have clippers or anything, so it wasn't, you know, just buzzing my hair. She did it all with scissors.
Oh, really? Wow, that's like I'm looking at Drake's hair right now, Revelers. It's like, it's very, like, close cut, but it's not a buzz. You're right, it's not a buzz.
Yeah. She did the way, this is how I generally get my hair cut.
Cool, well, looks
she
good.
She did a great job.
She did a good job, yeah.
Even though she was questioning herself the whole time. Just looking at me, she's like, is this you all? She didn't know.
What did she say?
Is this how you always look?
I see. She didn't know. You're just gonna marry her in a few months.
Hair. I think it was just my hair had been long for a long time. She forgot what I look like with my normal haircut.
Right. Cool.
But yeah, other than that, just, you know, taking her easy.
Yep.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Not much new to report. Pretty low key week for me too. You know, just. I have been going to work, which is good, and work has been keeping me pretty, you know, fairly busy. Not
right.
You know, there's not like, I don't know. I don't know, but I've been able to go to work, which is cool. You know, I go to work every day, except for the weekends, obviously. But
gives you something to do.
Gives me something to do, some place to go,
or whatever, every day.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm being like, you know, there's other, you know, we have a small staff, but like. And so other people sometimes need to stop by, and I feel like I'm being this like weird dictator when people stop by, but like I've put in rules in place, you know, like if you come, you got to wear a mask, you got to wear, you know, well, you don't got to wear gloves, but you got to wear a mask. I have hand sanitizer out everywhere. Like, it's just like, I don't know. But I feel weird, like putting these restrictions on my coworkers, but like,
right.
I'm just trying to protect myself. You know, I'm there all day, you know, like I don't need people coming in, getting their coronavirus all over everything. But yeah, other than that, you know, I'm good. Not much new to report this week. So,
yeah.
But tell the revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
Just more of that. What's the name of that really shitty video game that I've been playing? Earthbound.
I was gonna say Mass Effect.
But, Mass Effect is awesome.
Or I mean, I know. I've never actually really played it, but so is Earthbound. I was actually gonna say Donkey Kong Country 2. That's that shitty game.
Abby wanted to point out that there's a lot of similarities we feel between Earthbound and Donkey Kong Country 2. Like they're pretty much the same game.
Oh, so are they? Are
if
they?
You hate one, you must hate the other.
Oh, right. But Earthbound.
I beat Earthbound earlier today.
Excellent. And how was
literally
it?
Literally like a few hours ago.
Did it just fulfill all your fantasies and dreams and you just like your life is complete now?
I mean, I'm glad I played it considering it's considered one of these great pivotal games that everyone should play apparently, but
it is.
It's fun. I mean, it's not, not life-changing or anything.
Not life-changing. It was life-changing for me in 1995, I'll tell you that much.
Right, and maybe I would have different views. I mean, I definitely thoroughly enjoyed it. I was definitely in the mood for a turn-based RPG. After playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, and it wasn't
what you
exactly
wanted
what I wanted in an RPG.
Right.
So this definitely, filled that...
Filled your quota. Your quota. Nice.
I enjoyed it.
What was...
I beat it. I was way overpowered, I think, by the end.
Oh, yeah. Like, you told me last week that you grinded in the Dusty Dunes Desert with that caterpillar.
And I did the later one as well. The
one,
red one
in Scaraba? Like,
Scaraba, right outside the town.
That one is the easier one to do, and... That is where I always grind levels. So like I'm never I never do it in the Dusty Dunes. Like I can pretty much get to Scaraba pretty much no problem without grinding, but now I can. As a young lad, I could not. I'll tell you that much.
That game is hard. Even being over leveled like that, I felt like especially even in the last area with a little bit of bad luck and I could have I was still taking huge amounts of damage.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they were still able to like one shot some of like Paula or Abby in my game.
Right. yeah. They're like, it's not easy. Even if you're super overpowered, I don't know. Fun stuff though. I'm so glad you played through it finally.
I'm glad I finally was able to. I think the last couple times I've tried to play it, I tried to play it thinking like this is what I want to play, but then I just wasn't in the mood for that type of game or something.
Right.
So it never clicked. Like before, I've never even made it out of the first town.
So a lot of people's complaints with Earthbound is the battles because you only see the enemies, you don't see you, like you don't really see them. I mean, you see their PSI attacks, but like, you don't really see them attacking or anything. And like, did that bother you at all? Or
yeah, that was also something that always bothered me in the past, and it still kind of did. But I mean, I was able to get over it.
Okay,
I prefer to see, more of a Final Fantasy style like lineup or whatever, and see our characters and the enemies like
and
facing
see,
off.
See
and,
your guy jump forward and slash his sword.
I want to see Ness. Run up and bash him with a baseball bat.
If you want to see that, you could just play Smash Brothers, bro.
And also, I like, I always enjoy games where RPGs like this, where you see the enemies on screen before you initiate combat.
Yeah, there's no random battles.
Right. But I like in other games that if I see them and I'm like, oh shit, I don't want to fight that, I can usually get away. In this, I feel like by the time you see it, it's like too late. They're going to get you no matter what.
They
never, you can almost never avoid enemies.
You can only do it like, you have to manipulate the spawn. So
right, you can, if you see it right when you get on screen, you can scroll back and
yeah, and then they might be gone. You know.
Yeah, but sometimes even by then, I feel like I'm just kind of walking forward, and it's like, oh god, I don't want to fight this.
But it's too late, and
it's too late. Now it sees me and it chases me down, and then I'm trying to run away, but I fail. So now he gets into.
Exactly. So like you turn away and then they get the first attack because they attacked you from behind or whatever, you know, which is cool that they put that in there, you know, like.
Right.
You
know? And I always enjoy that as well in games where you can see it, that they can attack, like an attack of opportunity, essentially, or whatever, or they can.
Right. Right. Cool. Well, I'm super excited that you played it.
One of my main complaints is, yeah, I can never avoid enemies.
What was your favorite place you went to? Or do you not have one?
I don't know.
I always
hard to say. I liked that, the Loft Underground or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, the Deep Darkness.
Where you're really little. The Deep Darkness was like the swamp.
Oh, area. That's the swamp. You get to the, yeah, it is the Lost Underground. You're right. You're right. Where the tendas live. Or no, they live above it. But, well, some tendas.
They live above it, but they also live in it.
Yeah, they do. They do. And yeah, you're really tiny. And then there's dinosaurs that you fight.
Itty bitty. And it seems like you're moving so slow, but really it's just you're covering such a huge amount right. of area because you're fighting these giant dinosaurs.
Yeah. God, I love Earthbound so much. I'm going to play through it here one of these days. Real soon. As soon as Animal Crossing and Smash, you know, become old. I don't see that happening ever. But at this point, I did think there, like, for a while, I was like, okay, you know, there's got to be a time where Smash gets old to me. But at this point, I don't think it's going to.
I thought that would have happened a long time ago.
I know. So that's what I've been doing. You know, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I pulled a sweet prank on your girlfriend this week.
You did pull a prank on
Abby. Abby, Drake's girlfriend, really, or fiance, excuse me.
My fiance, not my girlfriend.
She had a large turnip spike this week. And so I went over to sell my turnips, for 502 bells a pop. Which
damn
was
right.
I made 3 million bells, which was awesome. But
I made like 290,000.
Well, you also didn't buy 6,000 turnips. So.
Because I didn't have enough money.
Oh, right, right. If you need money, bro, I got you. Money is no longer an issue for me in Animal Crossing. But when I went over to sell my turnips, I brought some earth eggs with me, which during the Bunny Day event... you dug up all these eggs and you got eggs from everywhere. Like they just wouldn't stop coming, but that was for Easter. And so that event is over. And so the eggs have stopped, but I took some eggs with me some extra ones that I had, and I buried them on Abby's Island. I buried three of them. And then she texted me. She's like, I'm finding earth eggs again. What the fuck is going on? She thought the game was glitching or something. And I was just over here laughing away.
You're a monster.
I know, it was hilarious. I really.
She was very confused. I know why she was finding earth eggs.
Loved it. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I don't think I've really been playing much else. I guess I did play a little bit Mega Man X2 this week.
Nice.
But not a ton of it. But and my Donkey Kong in Smash is slightly better than it was last week. So that's good.
Well, that's good. I would hope you're. Improving.
Yeah, I'm around 4 million GSP now instead of 1 million. So, although there really isn't much difference between 1 million and 4 million. So, I don't know. Like, skill-wise. Like, sometimes you play a player and you're just like, what the fuck? Why are you at the skill level? You're the best player I've ever seen in my life. And then sometimes you're at the same skill level and you're like, what? Why am I playing you right now? You've obviously never touched a controller in your life. but yeah, Smash is good. But that's really all I've been playing this week. So, but this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing Blaster Master. God, I keep, every time I say it now, I'm confused. I don't even know.
No, you're right. It's Blaster
Master. It's not Master Blaster. Master. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
I suppose.
All right. Well, hang on. There we go. Down the pipe to the three questions. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
I mean, I say no all the time, and you just keep going anyway.
I know. I'm never, even if you say no, no, but I'm gonna ask you if you're ready anyway. I feel like that's common courtesy as a game show host. So,
are you a game show host?
Yeah, this is a game show, man. This is Stump the Researcher, dude. This is fucking, this is it. Hit it. Yes. I just played the hit it.
Draw a wicked Wango card.
Okay, here we go. Blaster Master NES question number one. The premise of this game differs significantly between the Japanese and Western versions. What is the premise in the Japanese version? And how about the Western version?
I mean, I read it was on Wikipedia, and it was just a super convoluted thing of involving some space empire and shit, like taking over some planet called like Sophia the Third.
Sophia the Third is actually your tank.
Yeah, in the Japanese version, apparently that's the planet. Well, at least what I was reading.
Yeah, so I'm gonna
Then in this one, you in the American one, your frog jumps down a hole and you go after it. Like, then you find a tank called Sophia the Third, and you start fighting radioactive mutants and shit.
All right. I gave you your
coins. I don't know the specifics of the Japanese one, because it was the, I read through the paragraph, and it was such a convoluted mess of just nonsense.
So
I didn't know how to write that down.
That's okay. I gave you your coins. You got it right. So the Japanese version's premise is you are a resident of the planet Sophia, not Sophia the Third. Sophia the Third is just the tank, but you're a resident of the planet Sophia, and you must fight off an alien invasion. So that's, I mean, that's the basic premise. There's a lot more weird shit, but in the Western version, you are a young boy who chases his radioactive frog down a hole and then decides to save the world for some reason. and then, so what, when I made this question, I found this description of the Western version, and I just thought it was great. Like it's not necessarily hilarious, but it's a pretty good description. So I'm going to read it right now. So it goes, the game begins with a classic story of a boy and his frog who runs away, becomes radioactive, and jumps into a hole. More importantly, however, it is a story about a boy named Jason who finds a fully functional battle tank, Sophia the Third, and goes adventuring around the underground. His mission is to find new weapons and add on parts to the battle tank, which will in turn allow him to explore more areas until eventually he finds that freedom-loving mutant frog. And while he's down there, he might as well defeat the evil plutonium boss who wishes to threaten the Earth. I thought that was pretty good. I don't know.
It's just...
it's fucking bonkers.
It's so weird. And yeah, re-looking over what Wikipedia says about the plot of the Japanese one. And the plot is only explained in the manual.
Right. Yeah. It's not in the game at all.
A bunch of nonsense.
Although the frog part is in the Western version. It's not in the Japanese version.
Right.
Yeah.
Because in the Japanese version, you're a young soldier named Kane Gardner, and you're chosen as the pilot of this weapon.
Right. Yeah,
as you try to fight the Invum Dark Star Army led by the universe's most feared tyrant, Goez.
And the best part is, so you're Kane Gardner in the Japanese version. Yeah. In the Western version, you're like, what is it? Frudnik or something.
I read, it didn't even give him a last name in the Wikipedia thing. It just said, you're Jason and you're trying to get your frog back, essentially. While fighting mutated radioactive mutants.
Right.
And the plutonium boss.
okay, well, one for one here, Jurek. Not too shabby. Here we go. Question number two. Many of the sound effects in this game can also be found in several other Sunsoft games of the time. But one game in particular uses many of the same sounds. What game is it? It's an NES game. I'll tell. One NES game in particular.
Have we played it?
We have.
Did we play it not super long ago? And is it Fester's Quest?
You got your coin, Sturrock. It is Fester's Quest. And I believe we touched on this during that episode.
Yeah, I guess I don't think I remember saying anything about sound effects. I remember that it was basically Fester's Quest was built on like the same engine and stuff as Blaster Master, I think, and the camera angle and everything.
Right. But yeah, the sound effects apparently were used too. Yeah. So okay. Great. Fester's Quest. Two for two here, Jurig. Not wow. too shabby.
I thought I was gonna fail this one miserably.
I'm fairly confident you're not gonna get this one, but here we go. Question number three. There was a novelization of this game written by Peter Laryngeus, but under the pen name A.L. Singer. It is widely considered to be the best novel in a series of video game novels written at the time, which were called what? What was the
video game novels?
Yep.
I don't know. I saw something about him.
They were based
about
on
there
NES
being
games.
A novelization.
Yep.
But
you don't know?
I don't know.
Boom! You got the wrong answer there, Drake. So the series of novels were called Worlds of Power. And there were 8 novels written, plus 2 shorter novels for kids. And they were all titled after the games they were based on. They were all NES games. And the novels in the Worlds of Power series are Blaster Master, Metal Gear, Ninja Gaiden, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, Wizards and Warriors, Bionic Commando, Infiltrator, and Before Shadowgate. The two kids' novels were Mega Man 2 and Bases Loaded 2.
I see that right here. I'm like, wait, you didn't say this one, and I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
How do you make a novelization of Bases Loaded 2?
It's
a baseball game.
Bases Loaded 1 through 4 on the NES are all pretty much the exact same game. Like,
well, yeah, it's just a baseball game. Yeah. Like, I played the shit out of... Which Bases Loaded did I play? There was one on Super Nintendo, right?
Super Bases Loaded, yeah.
I think that's the one I played a lot of. That, back in the day, it was Super Bases Loaded and Super Baseball 2021 or whatever.
Oh, I had Bases Loaded, the first one, as a kid, and I played that one all the time. My grandma gave me that game. Shout out to Grandma Early. Yeah, Grandma. Rest in peace.
Yeah, Grandma Early.
Let's see. Okay, so I got a little more about this, though. So the Blaster Master novel is the only novel in the series in which what happens in the book eventually becomes canon in the game world. They used things from the Blaster Master book to help create the story in later games, specifically Blaster Master Blasting Again on PlayStation and Blaster Master Zero on the 3DS and Switch. Which I thought was cool. Like, they actually used lore from that novel to nice. Fill out the world. Like, none of those other novels apparently have anything to do with, or they have to do with the game, but like no games took anything from those novels.
Right.
Yeah. But the Blaster Master one is apparently widely considered to be the best.
Nice.
Okay.
I'd be interested in reading like a Ninja Gaiden.
I want to check out these Worlds of Power novels. And like when they say there were two kids novels, like were the other 8 not for kids?
Yeah,
like,
the other ones not for kids?
At the time, like, you know, obviously video games have matured a little bit since you know, the late 80s, but but I don't know.
Cuz yeah, it even says here in the Wikipedia thing that he wrote similar novelizations, yeah, for these other books. And as with the other books in the series, all acts of violence portrayed in the games, including any death scenes, were removed.
Oh.
So as a result, the bosses of this game, or maybe all these games, were portrayed in the books as holographic projections placed over formless blobs.
Interesting.
So they tried to, I guess, remove all the violence.
Yeah, I have never heard of these novels before until today when I was doing this research. Yeah. And I'm super interested by them now, because apparently, like, most of them, I think the Blaster Master one might be the exception, and that's why it's so good. But most of them, I think were, well, no, they were all written by different people, but they almost all used the same pen name, which is not A.L. Singer, which is who wrote the Blaster Master one, or actually Peter Laryngeus or Laryngeus. I don't know how to say it, but yeah, I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting, actually. So yeah, Worlds of Power novels. I really want to check those out. Well, let's move on here. Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Blaster Master for the NES?
I sure do. Blaster Master was released in 1988. It's developed and published by Sunsoft. The lead designer is Kenji Sada. I don't know what else they have worked on.
Okay.
Name is not clickable, but it sounded like they, from the Wikipedia article, they kind of mentioned him, and that it was, he worked on multiple games at the time and whatnot from Sunsoft.
From Sunsoft.
And then this team was, the team that even made this game was like six or seven people, apparently.
Yeah, like, and they made some fucking really involved sweet in it. Games. Like, Blaster Master is fucking up. Like, Sunsoft had some good games back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Batman.
I mean, I'll get to a few of them here.
Oh, yeah.
With the next person, the composer is Naoki Kodaka. And, yeah, they did, like, games like Spy Hunter. Apparently. Fester's Quest, which we played. Batman. Batman Returns. There was just a whole bunch of Sunsoft games listed that they made the music for.
Cool. Well, should we listen to some of their fucking jams right now?
We should. Let's listen to some of Naoki Kodaka's hot jams.
Let's do it. And we're back. It's actually so good. It's so really good fucking music. Good. The main Blaster Master theme is it's iconic for me. Like, I don't know, that theme like makes me so nostalgic for some reason. Like, and I did not own this game growing up, but my neighbor had it, and so I played it quite a bit over there. And
I have never played it.
Oh man!
I know this is like an iconic game, and when Blaster Master Zero or whatever was coming out, like, oh, and they're making a new Blaster Master game. I had no connection to it. Didn't it? I was like, oh, okay.
I mean,
cool.
Blaster Master Zero is basically a remake of this game.
Is it?
Yeah, it's from what I understand. I mean, I think they added some stuff and it's slightly different, but it's basically this game. And then and then they made Blaster Master Zero 2, which just came out not long ago. Which is a completely new game, but Blaster Master Zero was sort of a reboot of the,
gotcha,
of the series. So, cool. What else you got, Jurek? Anything?
I mean, you know, a lot of stuff we already kind of touched on, but yeah, this game, it's kind of a platforming and like run and gun. So there's platforming, there's some 2D platforming stuff when you're kind of driving around in the tank. And then there's kind of a top-down sort of You're playing as just Jason, apparently, in this game.
Yeah, so
and you're trying to save your frog Fred, who fell down a hole. And
come on, guys! Like, you couldn't have been a little more creative, like,
right? The Japanese one sounds way more compelling.
It does. Although I don't know, would we be as into this game today if we were just fighting off an alien invasion? It might have just been a game that, like, you know, like nobody cared about because the premise was so generic. But, you know, not many games do you get to go save your frog. So
true. But yeah, this game it's kind of also Metroidvania-ish. So it's non-linear, and you're going kind of back and forth between levels as you can make it further and further, like through the levels or something.
Yeah, so you get power-ups, like you can, like, you power up your tank. So
yeah,
or Sophia the Third, if you will. Yeah. So like you get power-ups that, like, you can climb up walls and like jump extra high.
And,
yeah, so. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, should we get to this game?
Yeah, we might as well.
Let's fucking do it. But I think before we do that, we better take a shot first. What do you think here, Drew?
I don't see why not.
I agree. Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that whiskey. Right. That's how you know you're alive right there. All right. you should play first, Rick. You should fucking you've never played Blaster Master. This screen here, so we just started it up and your tank goes blasting out of a cave and it's fucking sweet. Like that little startup screen is so nostalgic for me. I used to
Okay, so this is NES game, only two buttons. Okay.
Yeah, only two buttons.
I'm like trying. I couldn't remember. All of a sudden, I was like, "Oh yeah, NES."
You don't got your NES. Other buttons. Are you using the Pro controller? Or?
I am. I should be using my NES controller.
You should. Those are. That's bad down there. Don't.
But I'm not.
Don't go down there. That'll hurt you.
Oof. Well, don't worry. Loosey goosey, man.
What do you mean, loosey goosey?
I mean, just trying to balance on that tiny little thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Did not work well.
Yeah. Right off the bat, I mean, looks pretty fucking awesome. The colors are quite vivid. I love it. I actually am pretty biased when it comes to NES games. I love them. Pretty much all of them. So maybe I'm not the best to be commenting on
major
this,
lag there.
I say that as after we've done over 200 episodes of this show.
Just blew up instantly.
That's okay. You're fucking crushing it right now. Oh yeah, there's lag is the wrong word. It's slowdown that you're experiencing.
It's slowdown. Yeah.
too many sprites on the screen. So I think you can press like up and or press select. Yep, you can pop out of your tank.
Pop out of your thing.
And then you're just this little guy. So like,
where do you get this like suit?
Oh my god, that looks terribly dangerous. Oh, he found the suit in the tank. That's part of the story. Don't worry about that guy. Oh.
I was trying to just get in there, but I couldn't. That fucking guy was all my shit.
We're going to get wrecked in this game. I think you probably want to go down there, but I actually don't really know. I don't know if I ever do go down there usually, but now he's not even there. Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, no, there he is. Oh,
and he killed you in one shot.
Just happened there.
Sweet.
All right, well.
Can I give it a shot here?
Yep.
We got to figure out how to switch controls on this one. Did you do it?
Nope. Hang on.
Act-track has
I forgot how to do it.
There we go.
Now you should have control.
Yeah. Okay. Sure here do. We go. Boom. Fuck these guys.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, with all Nintendo games, there's a big learning curve.
There is a big learning curve.
Considering I've never played this game before.
Oh my god, the slowdown is crazy.
I know. It's way big time slowdown. And yeah, I should also, I forgot we were playing an NES game. I should really be using my NES controller.
That's okay. I mean, oh no, I'm dead. Yep. Okay.
Oh, you're dead for sure.
I got trapped underneath the platforms. Oh my God. Okay. I didn't even get nearly as far as Drake, but I think I did. I think I might have gotten a little farther before you died first.
No, I made it to the next screen before I died.
Oh, damn it. I thought
I made it through the next. Yeah, the first.
I missed the P. I don't know what the P does.
It refills your health.
Your power. Oh, shit. That would have been helpful. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. When things hit you, there's like slight knockback, which is even more annoying than like full on knockback.
This is where I died.
I see.
Immediately.
And I'm going to die here too because the slowdown is fucking crazy.
You got this. Just go in there.
I thought.
Why are you going down here?
Because I was checking what was down there.
Nothing.
I see that now. How many shots does this thing take? Jesus Christ. Okay.
There, here we at least go. Now you got some pee.
I got some pee. We're fucking ready to go here. Boom. I'm out of my tank.
Yeah, I have no idea if you're supposed to go down here or not.
Oh,
that's why you died. That's why I died that time too, I guess. You cannot drop like that.
You can't fall. That took away fall
all
damage.
Your health. Major fall damage.
Yep. And, but you
gotta slowly, casually climb down this ladder.
You go down the ladder slower than molasses. What is
and
this?
Now this giant fucking robot guy appears.
Yeah, but you can just stand here and get
him. Oh, okay. That's the strategy.
I don't know how to go in here.
Oh, you even go in there?
I'm in.
Okay, there
I'm
we
in.
Go. Okay.
Now okay, so now we're at a top-down part. And this part looks super cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. These parts look awesome. And these are the parts that are, more Fester's Quest style. Because this is kind of...
Oh, my God. How am I supposed to do this?
Like, yeah, I don't know how to avoid these guys.
Oh, my God. I did it. Oh! Okay. That was crazy. Wow. All right. I don't know what I just did there, but... Oh, my God. I don't know what this is, but I hate it. And I want it dead. I'm going to just stand here and probably die.
There.
Oh, but his fucking bullets linger after?
They keep going.
I don't know what I got, but I feel like my gun is more powerful.
Oh. Did it drop some sort of power up there?
Something happened. And I don't know why I'm breaking all these blocks.
I know. But what's the point? What was the...
Oh, I got some stuff.
You got gun.
Oh, I should
power up or something. See, now on your gun thing, there's two little bars filled up.
Right. I think that's maybe ammo, because there was three, and I was just mashing shit. So, all right, here we go. I think, if you hide in the grass.
And you just got to go fast.
Well, you have to be a certain distance away, though. Like, right. They're like revelers. What we're talking about, they're like these things, like in Zelda, the little spiky guys that, like, they hide, they sit in a corner, and then when you cross their path, they come shooting at you.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening here. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
what God. Is that? Okay. Okay. I mean, fine. I'm continuing. You're up, Drick. We're going to get nowhere in this game.
Apparently, not going to make it very far in this game.
I mean, I got some stuff before, but like, what does it say now where it said gun before? It says HOV. What does that mean?
I mean, I think it's because I'm in the tank.
So you're
supposed to like dry or running around. It's hover, maybe?
Hover on vehicle? Hover over vehicle? Oh, hover. Do you have hover? No, because you can hover, but I don't think you... Oh, you haven't got hover yet,
right?
So there's no meter there. I see. Okay.
That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, because the other one says POW, which is your power, obviously. Or your life. Okay. Expert dodging there, Drake. Drake's an amazing dodger here.
I'm just fucking going for it now.
You are. Oh, you got full life, too. How do you... You still have full life?
I think you have separate life inside and outside of the tank.
Oh,
so this is life.
I see. The tank has separate life. Okay.
The tank's life.
That makes sense.
How'd you go in here?
I don't know. I pressed something up, down. I think it was actually down. Maybe
that's what happens when you press down.
He does this sweet crawling move. He
just, like, crawls around like a little goon.
He does crawl around like a little goon. Oh no! Now you got to go up because you got him down there. Oh, The hit detection's a little weird. Like, the box around your guy is not all the way there.
All right. Well, I made it through there without getting hit at all.
Nicely done. Unlike somebody. Could be me. Could be me. Don't stand right there, because that's where all the balls are.
Well, the balls go everywhere, man.
Well.
I took them out.
Yeah, fucking get this shit. Although, are you wasting your gun now? I don't know.
I mean, I don't. I think it's just made. I assume it's like a.
This is just random.
I don't think it's ammo. I think it's like the level of your gun.
Like the level of power.
Yeah, like it goes down maybe when you die or something.
Well, I swear when I got it.
But it seems to be random because now there's not a second power up in here.
Right.
So, I only have one bar.
I know that in this game there is, like, you do not need to go into every single one of these like top down areas.
Right.
So, and see, like, maybe we just need to skip this one. This one is fucking,
I don't know if it's worth it.
It's garbage. Jesus. And the also
second you come out of there.
You can't jump and grab the ladder at the same time. That's unfortunate. Oh no, you can't even.
Wow. Even that little bit.
You can't even fall. If you jump off one square higher. What? You can't. That was weird. That was weird. I feel. Right? Like you lost life, but you just jumped off a one square thing. They expect you to just walk off of that?
Apparently.
I don't know. That's pretty. Seems pretty weird. Oh my God. One of these you're gonna have to go into. I think it's probably.
This I know. It's one. Like, I mean, I'm right next to this one. Seems.
How do you go in the door? Do you press down?
You do press down.
Okay, I thought so, but I wasn't quite sure. What does that rock do? Get it?
I know. I'm like, seems like that's.
See, now you have no power on your gun, though. Oh, that's because you died.
Because I died.
Right. Okay. Man, these guys are relentless. There's really, it's hard to dodge bullets and shit. My God, what are these things? They move faster than molasses. Jeez. So Drake's in like some big room where he's just getting stuff, I guess? I don't
know. All there's been is...
Like there's these gray blocks power. You can there's break. There's a bunch
of bricks to break, but I don't know.
I mean...
Will one of them have something?
Boy. Like I've played this game a ton in my life. But never, like, I've always just played it, you know? Like, never, like, with the intention of beating it, if that makes sense. like I knew that wasn't going to happen, so, like, you just play.
I'm playing with the intention of beating
are
it
you
in,
right
the next,
now? In the next 10 minutes 10 here, minutes? Or however long we have. I don't I'm going to get my stopwatch back out. Oh, I remember what I was doing. I pulled my phone out a few minutes ago, and I had it in my hand, and I was like, I can't remember what I was going to look up, but I remembered it now. Don't worry, Revelers.
What are you looking up?
I was going to see if we have a discussion question, but we do not.
Oh.
So.
I swear I already broke these ones. They respawn?
Do they respawn?
I don't know.
Mine keeps, I keep not touching my controller while you're playing and my screen keeps going dark.
Oh.
I think they must respawn. I don't know.
I think there's nothing to do in here.
I think this room sucks. Get out of here. Unless you have to kill those guys or something.
Well, I don't know, because there seems to be nothing to do in this
room. Like, it's from what I remember, like, these kind of rooms, you go into them, and you can either, like, they either just give you power-ups, or they give you, like,
maybe your gun, because
you have a bomb, too. If you press A, that's, like, your bomb or whatever.
You have, like, unlimited of that?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like anything's depleting when you do that.
But... I know. Oh, God. Now it's this guy again.
That guy, was he even there the first time?
Yeah, it's but I killed him in my tank.
The enemies just spawn right on top of you when you come out of the door. Like, come on. Give me 1 second to react.
I know. That seems a little... like, yeah, come on.
So I think you can go in the water, but I think not till later. I don't remember. You should try.
I mean, my assumption... with water is always just don't
go into it.
Like water bad generally, I feel like.
Yeah, I water bad. That's a good rule to live by when you're playing.
That's a good rule of thumb for video games. Water bad. You know what? Bad.
That's actually a good. Well, no, I was gonna say that's a good rule of thumb for life, but not really.
Water bad? No. Water good.
Water good.
In life.
I've never really been much of a swimmer, but I do like the water.
Yeah. Oh my god! I don't. Oh,
hey, you're okay. In the water and you're fine.
Okay, well.
Although there's jellyfish right. And there's a bunch of shit, and you move slower than molasses under here.
I do. I'm very slow.
It's going to take us the rest of the show just to get out of the water. Oh, and you can't jump as high.
No, you cannot, which doesn't make sense. I should be able to jump higher in the water.
That is true. What's down there? Oh, my God. Something good.
I don't know.
Is down
it seems
there
scary.
Sure. Yeah, it is scary, but you got to go down there. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you can't. Can you? Okay. No, don't go down there. Me? Don't go down there. Yeah. No, that won't hurt you because that stuff can hurt you.
That's what this was.
Yeah.
No, I can go down there.
See, it's weird. Like, that stuff hurts you if you're on the surface, but not
I know.
The water.
It seemed like before there was weird grass or weeds and it was killing me.
Yeah.
And now underwater.
That thing, you like. That was weird. That jellyfish you killed and then it spawned again immediately, but you didn't even leave the screen. Like, you can swim. Oh, here we go. This has got to be it right here. Now we're at, this is the part that some shit's going to happen. Oh my God. Get out of there.
Come on. Come on.
Oh my God. These guys,
sometimes you just kind of, you walk right out of there. So much going on.
What was that, Drake? You cut out a little bit. Sorry, Rebels.
You walk out a door and there's just so much going on.
I know.
Immediately.
It gives you no time to react. It's just like, oh, well, okay. Apparently there's an enemy right on top of me right now. That's fine. And, okay, so these things must work. Like, how are you supposed to... Oh, can you kill
them? Oh, you can't kill them.
Oh, but...
I don't know why I was under the assumption for so long you couldn't kill them.
Because you can't kill them in Zelda, and they do the same thing. I think that's why. That's just, like, our video game sensibilities coming into play there. I've seen these enemies before, and I know how they work. But you've seen them in a different game before, you know?
Right. It could be.
Yes, you got the mega power. Oh my God, these eyeball things are crushing you. Oh my God. Oh, you're fucked. You are fucked. You can't go through
can't
that
get
one.
Through
square.
There.
You can't
get
go
through there.
Oh my God.
Yikes, man.
You got this.
Here, no, I was going to give you control.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I get one life here to do this. Oh my God.
I forgot about the bombs.
Oh, the bombs. I killed him in one shot with the bomb. Okay, I want to get that.
Forgot about the other weapon.
Oh, it disappeared? Oh
really?
Don't walk on the spikes. Oh my God. Now I'm too focused on the bombs. Got him.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Don't walk on the spikes. The spikes are bad. Everybody knows the spikes are bad. Okay. Just crush them with your bombs. That's how it's
what
done.
Is that? What are they dropping?
I don't know. Why? Did I get something? I thought they were dropping peas.
Everything. No, they weren't dropping peas.
Oh.
You blow up these with the bomb or something? Like,
nope.
Blow up these rocks. You can't go like in between them, there, even though there's a gap.
I think you must be able to get something that'll eventually make you able to do that. Like maybe right here where we fight this boss. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh
my God.
Fighting. Fucking big brain jellyfish.
This is
man.
A big brain fucking jellyfish. Oh my God. Oh, I died. God damn it. I feel like and there's continue. Okay.
And continue means nothing because it just starts you back at the beginning of the game.
Literally right at the beginning. There is no, and that's the thing about this game, there is no saves and no password system. You get three lives. I think you can get extra guys, but you know,
I would hope so.
Who knows how to do that?
This game is brutal.
This game is brutal. The thing is, it never feels unfairly brutal, you know? Like,
I don't know.
Do you think it does? Like, I mean,
I think they throw maybe too much stuff at you.
Well, maybe, but oh my God. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure, obviously.
I can't even get past the first screen, so.
I mean, obviously, it can be beaten, and let's see, when did we start playing this?
I don't know, like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Do you want to know what the speed run world record is?
I do. I want to guess what it is.
I know you want to guess.
I think that the speed run world record is of Blaster Master. Let's see. That's got to be 25 minutes and 36 seconds.
Wow, you are really close.
Am I?
25 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh my God, I was 11 seconds off?
You're 11 seconds. You overshot it by 11 seconds.
Oh, man. Close, though. Nope. I'm going to count that as a win.
Very close.
I'm going to count it as a win.
That was a good guess.
I actually, that was a straight up guess, too.
Obviously.
I guess I could cheat, Drake. I could like look up the world record times and.
Well, what's the fun in that?
There's no fun in that. I don't want to do that. See, like this is a spot here. I say see, like the revelers can just see what I'm talking about. But like we can get up there later, you know.
Eventually, yeah.
Like there's a spot.
So it's here. Mostly that eventually you gain kind of traversal stuff with Sophia the Third.
Yeah.
And that's how you're.
Is this the water you went into down here?
I don't even remember.
Nobody knows.
Probably.
Oh, God.
I tried to jump somewhere. Yeah, this.
Is this it?
I think so.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I tried to jump somewhere, and I couldn't make the jump. And, yeah, this is it. If you keep going down.
I wish you could shoot down, but you can't. You can only shoot sideways and up. But you can shoot up. And
you can shoot up.
You can sort of shoot diagonal.
Yeah.
But you like your gun will go diagonal, but you can't hold it there.
Oh, and you don't even shoot when it's in diagonal.
Oh yeah, you're right. You only shoot
you
up. You're
shooting that whole time and it kind of just skips it. It slightly pauses at the diagonal for a second.
Right. Oh my God. Okay.
You can just swim.
I know, but every time I pressed A it kept grabbing the ladder.
Yeah.
God, okay, here we go. I'm gonna get to this boss again and fucking
run. All right, let's try this boss out and then we'll be done.
And then are we done?
Yeah.
Okay, that seems right.
Yeah, see, and your gun is only on in these top down kind of parts or whatever. Your gun is kind of it's held in your right hand, so some of those guys, those things that come shooting at you, you can't shoot when they're against the wall because your gun is on the opposite side of the wall.
Right.
Or like your left side is against the wall and you can't shoot right up against it then.
Oh, look at this shit.
Here.
Yeah.
You got a gun level up.
I got a gun level up. Oh, but and these blocks respawn in 1 second. Like,
yep, that's what was happening.
Okay, so now my gun shoots across the whole screen. Even just with one, and it wasn't doing that before. But I got one gun power up, and that's what it does. So I don't know if it makes it powerful or just bigger, you know?
I don't know. Maybe eventually it does make it kind of more powerful, but right now
but
it's
the
just,
first one,
that's,
yeah.
That's first level is that it shoots further.
Yeah.
Hard to say, man.
Hard to say.
Yeah, it seems like this definitely still is just doing the same amount of damage to
okay
them.
But we kind of already have it figured out. Like I haven't really taken a hit in quite some time.
That's true.
Yeah,
you are crushing it. That's because we stayed out of all the other rooms.
Well, that's true, but and this guy
he goes down like a chump anyways.
He does. You just fucking use your bombs. Okay, here we go. I think this is the boss. I'm gonna
all
go
right.
for it.
I believe in you.
Thank you. Oh, this is not the boss. This is these guys. These fucking pirate guys. There we go. They seem like pirate guys. I don't know.
What do they drop? Like, what is that thing?
It's a missile.
Now your gun thing went away, though.
Because I got that?
No, it went away before that. Wait, see? Shoot, though, with nothing
on the screen. I saw a pellet go away earlier. Like, I had three of them. Oh, my God. Don't step on the spikes, Earl. Now I'm at the boss and I have like literally zero
life. Yeah, you got smoked by spikes.
The spikes fucked me. All right.
Yeah, but now you have three lives. Maybe we have a continue and maybe it'll continue.
Here we go. I'm going to fight this brain guy. I'm going to shoot. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh.
Just got to watch these things get like smaller and smaller or something. Or they go at a different angle.
Oh man. One shot though. Oh, but I had barely any life.
Yeah.
Can I try this one more time?
Yeah, man. Oh yeah. See, it starts to.
Oh, and look at my gun. My gun sucks now compared to how it was.
Oh, I mean, I feel like you gotta be kind of close to this guy, anyways. So hopefully it's okay. You're fighting this brain jellyfish again. You're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I don't know if
you. Oh, I did it.
I think you did it.
Yes. Oh my God, I beat him. What did we get? We got a thing. I don't know what's happening. I don't have the music on. What am I doing?
Oh, I do, but it was just playing some music. It just was like, standard power.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
There.
Oh, you can select weapon?
Oh, what is this?
So I got 40 missiles, dude. Oh, my God. We've been playing this game the fucking wrong.
Oh, just like every time we play a game.
But I don't know what I just got. I must have got.
Maybe those are missiles. I think those are missiles for your vehicle.
Oh, those are missiles for my vehicle, which I'm about to go down and get.
Oh, that's what I'm assuming based on the fact that it kind of showed a picture of the tank.
Whoops.
Like, how did you get to that little selection thing?
Nope.
Anything any different happen?
No. No, and it's still shooting the same bullets, but I'm selected on that weapon, on the missiles. Yeah, I think
maybe
it must be
for you then.
Nope, my little guy still has his little fucking gun.
No idea what that means, then.
I got mad hiccups right now. Apologies, revelers. Mega apologies.
All right, but yeah, I guess we should probably...
Are we done?
Close it out.
Yeah, all right. This game is pretty hard.
It is really hard.
Honestly, like, though...
Going into it, I was, you know... Oh, I know so many people love this game. Maybe I should actually... try to play it a bit, but I don't know.
Here's also a question. Why? Oh, okay. I can go there.
Yeah, right there.
Okay. I was like, how come I can't get up? Yeah, like, I don't know. But something about this game, though, is charming.
Yeah, it does like, seem...
It seems...
Fun. Oh,
this is that different than it was before? I don't...
No, that's... How it was.
Oh, okay.
This is where I initially fell in, was all the way over to the right.
I thought to the right, yeah, but look.
Yeah, but you can't get out that way. I fell from way up above.
Yeah, but there's not even a way to go from above. Look.
No, I fell from above.
Oh, I see.
It's not a ceiling up there.
I thought that was a ceiling, but I'm just...
No, you just can't.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't see where I fell from.
I'm with it, revelers. Don't fucking worry about me. I'm good. Quarantine's just getting to me a little bit, you know, just a little bit. Oh my God. You move so much faster.
Oh God. Yeah.
Out of the water. Holy shit. Do you want one more try at this or we got to be done with this?
Oh, and see, what I did.
And I did the same thing and I fell. Okay. Okay. I'm ready to be done. Blastermaster. Pretty fucking sweet though. You got a shot port, Drake? Or?
I do not.
You better get one.
But I'll get one.
Better get one. I literally was playing with the music off the whole time, and I didn't even realize it.
I mean, we both have headphones on. I can't... my music is on, but I can't really hear it.
I know, but the music is so good. Ugh. Oh, well.
Abby hears it. She's dancing to it.
Yeah, Abby fucking loves it. Okay, I think it's time to move on to final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo! Okay. Oh, yeah.
All
right. That was good. Okay, Drake. Okay. Final shots for final thoughts here. How many radioactive frogs out of 10 do you give... Blastermaster for the NES. Radioactive frogs named Fred. I want to be very clear about that.
I'm going to give it... Gosh. Like, yeah. Gosh. Oh, man.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna give it right now based on just the like 25 minutes we played.
Yeah, we didn't really play for super long, but
a 7.5.
7.5. Pretty good. Pretty good.
It's pretty good. Could be better, but mostly I feel like if I maybe played around with it more and learned more of the nuances of the game, that score might go up.
Yeah. Like, because this is a well-loved game.
Right.
And games only really become well-loved if people can do them, you know, if people can play them. So obviously people can play this game because...
Yeah.
Although I don't know if this game is if it's like really a well-loved game or if it's just a cult classic game, if that makes sense. You know, I don't know. It's like Manos, Hands of Fate is not a great movie.
It's a
well-loved movie, you know? I don't know if this game is the same way. I don't think so. I'm not okay, that was wrong. I don't want to compare Blaster Master to Manos Hands of Fate.
Manos the Hands of Fate. I don't know if anyone would appreciate Manos the Hands of Fate if it weren't for
MST3K.
Street Science Theater.
Yeah. Shout out to our Minnesota homeboys, MST3K crew. Fuck yeah. They fucking recorded that show just down the block here. So sort of down the block. A couple cities over, but
wasn't it in Golden Valley?
Hopkins, yeah. Yep. Anyway, back to Blaster Master. Yeah, I think I'm going to give this game, I think I'm only going to give it a 7 out of 10.
Oh. Higher score than me.
No, you gave it a higher score than me.
I know. I thought you were going to give it a higher score.
No, I think I'm going to give it a 7. I'm going to try and be a little more, critical of some of these games. Like and this game in particular, I have a very big nostalgia for, but it was fucking like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was hard. Like, also here, the problem with what we're doing right now and what we've been doing for 200 episodes is that we play all these games. We just play them, you know, right. Even if we haven't ever played them before. Back in the day, like, if you bought this, you would have the manual to read to, like, tell you some shit, like, to, like, bring you up to speed, you know? But we don't do any of that. And granted, we could just look up the manuals online and read them. But
the whole point is we just learn as we go. I mean, no one is, I at least hope no one is listening to this podcast in hopes of, like, getting a good idea of what the games are and... We're not giving good critical reviews because we're playing them for 25, 30, 35 minutes at a time. And sometimes they're games one or both of us has never even played. So it's like, okay, let's jump into a NES game for the first time ever and see if we can master it in 35 minutes.
35 minutes.
That's not the way games were made back then.
No, you can master it. But it's going to take about 20 to 30 hours, you know? Yeah. Like, it's going to take a long
time. Even a game like this that can be beaten in 25 minutes would have, like, even the person who, you know, speed runs it that fast, he's played this game for hundreds, if not thousands of hours.
right. Yeah, you only get that good by playing it over and over and over and over again.
Memorize everything.
Yeah.
I mean, just like even, you know, Super Mario Brothers, back when I played it in my prime, I could beat it and, you know, I mean, not the 5 minutes that the speed runs are.
Yeah, but
you know, 15 minutes or whatever, probably. 15.
I beat Mario World one time in about 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes. While at Target.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah.
I was there with you. That was even on a like Game Boy Advance.
It was the Game Boy Advance version of Super Mario World, and like we ran an errand to Target, and I was like, okay, you guys go do your thing. I'm just gonna play this for a second, and I started it, and then 10 or 15 minutes later, you came back, and I was like, okay, well, just beat it. I don't know why I just told that story, but
well, yeah, because I was saying, even though, yeah. I could beat Super Mario in Brothers in, you know, 10, 15 minutes back in the day when I was really good at it. That was the result of like 100 hours of playing the game constantly and learning where everything is.
Just memorizing. Yep. Cool. Well, I don't know. Blaster Master, like, I don't know. I really love this game. I really do. I gave it a seven. I think I'm maybe rethinking my answer. I think this game deserves an 8, actually. This game is really good. It's because it also, like, yes, it is hard, and we did not get very far in the first half hour we played. But what we just played tells me that the game is doable. Like, I don't know, at least, I don't know, we got, you know, I beat a boss, so that was cool.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I might dive into it a little bit and just see.
I actually might buy Blaster Master Zero for Switch. And
yeah, I'm gonna look into that and see what it's all about.
It's this game. I mean,
I didn't pay attention to that at all when it came out.
That's because it was basically a launch title for the Switch. Like, it was years ago or 3 years ago now. But yeah, I don't know. Blaster Master. Pretty fucking good. I think I'm changing my score. I'm officially changing my score to an 8. I'm doing that.
I
originally gave it a 7. Now I've rethought my strategy here. Let's see. Jurek, what did other people think of this game?
Oh, shit. So everyone apparently on Amazon loves it.
Yeah.
Because it was there was only like 5 stuff. Any score 3 or below was basically the game doesn't work.
Yeah, the game didn't work, blah blah blah.
Which seems weird that somebody still gave it 3 stars and they said the game didn't work.
Well, that's because they probably have played it before. Like, I would have. It's hard, like, and that's weird about Amazon ratings. It's like, okay, are you rating the actual product, or are you rating the experience you had getting the product, you know, like that's a different thing, you know? So
true.
Cause a lot of people it didn't work, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's you're giving it a bad rating because you got a defective copy,
right?
You know, not because the game is bad.
And that's not a accurate representation of the game.
Right. Right.
It's just, yours happened to not work. So you should give, I don't know, whoever sold it to you a bad review or something. But
yeah, but not review.
I think
the
there's
game
a way to do that. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, sorry for interrupting there, Jerry.
No. It reviewed. It got pretty good scores. It seems like IGN, I guess, gave it a 9 out of 10. That must have been some kind of retrospective.
You think so? Why?
Thing.
IGN didn't
because exist IGN
in
didn't exist in 1988.
Okay, well, that seems right. They must have.
The internet barely existed in 1988.
Well, when did Al Gore invent it? Let's see. That was like
when did Al Gore invent the internet?
Like 92 or something like that. I think
probably 92. Let's see. What does it say here? In 1988, Electronic Game Player
EGM.
Eventually became known as Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Yeah, EGM.
Yes, EGM, but apparently it was originally called Electronic Game Player.
Interesting, I did not know that.
Me neither. But their reviewer praised it for combining 2 radically different video game genres into one continuous game. He added that the top-down portion contributes further to the depth of gameplay and said that everything works well without the game becoming crowded or unbalanced.
Nice. I think that's right. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It works pretty well. You just have to... There's some memorization, you know?
Right.
I think I was doing very poorly at the beginning because I was plowing through.
Right.
Instead of taking my time.
You got to take some time, apparently. Game Radar ranked it the 21st best NES game ever made.
I think that's probably right. I mean,
21st?
I don't know. Probably. If I had to, I would say this game, I would say this game is in the top 20 NES games. Like, of top 20 good games, you know, like of the best.
Yeah, IGN, it seems like, greatly praised the music, saying it's as memorable as anything from Nintendo.
That's absolutely correct. The music is fucking good. That yeah. The main Blaster Master theme is fucking fire, dude. It slaps. Just like KK Slider in Animal Crossing.
God.
KK fucking slaps, bro. You
fucking KK Slider.
I love KK.
IGN, their main criticism was its difficulty and its lack of passwords or like save features.
Yeah, that's the one thing, you know, like,
and that the game had to be completed in one sitting.
Yeah. We can also, what we're not doing, and we have the opportunity to do it right now while we record quarantine style, is
save states.
Yeah, we could be using save states.
Yeah, you know? That's cheating, though.
I know it's cheating, and I don't really like it, but we could be. It would maybe help us progress a little farther in the games we're playing. But
I mean, I use save states in Earthbound.
You did?
Well, I guess save state, but I only ever stopped playing when I had just called my dad. So really, it was like other than one time when I was in the middle of a dungeon and then I was just like, I don't have time to finish this dungeon right now, so I'm just gonna use a save state. Otherwise, I only ever used it. That's how I continued playing, but I always called my dad and then
save state. That's fine. That's legit.
I didn't abuse save states.
Right. Sometimes you need to abuse them. You know, even in Earthbound, there's just like times, honestly, Peaceful Rest Valley, when you're on your way to get Paula, is the worst place in the whole game.
I tried to just make it through without fighting anything as much as possible.
Yeah, but it's impossible. It's
impossible, as I previously stated. Once you see an enemy, they're going to get you.
Yeah. Even the fucking territorial oaks who move slightly slower than other enemies, but they'll still fucking get you, and then they'll wreck you.
Those guys suck.
God damn it, I love Earthbound so much, I just want to talk about it all day. But Blaster Master, fucking great game. I think I might look into Blaster Master Zero, I don't know, and just see what it's like. It got high praise when it came out. So
I am intrigued.
Yeah.
What kind of, I mean, obviously I'm sure they made some modern changes to it and stuff.
Oh yeah. But I think it is this game. It's just, you know, a little bit, it looks better and probably plays a little better. And I don't know, maybe you can save, you know?
Probably. Yeah. I bet you can save.
I bet you can too.
Maybe it's not quite as brutally difficult.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it is. I think it's totally doable, but. Anyway, Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Blaster Master, could they do that?
They sure can. They can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. We obviously did not have a discussion question tonight. And we would love some discussion questions. Lamont, thank you for sending in those questions a while ago. There's a couple of them that were good, but maybe don't really lead to too much discussion per se. So we haven't done them yet, but we'll get to them. But send us discussion questions. We would love that, Revelers.
Indeed.
But I think that's about it. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. You want to take us out, Drake?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, tankers.
Game on, tankers.
Tic-tacs. I wasn't sure. I heard a rattling Tic-tacs. Of some sort of candy or something. I didn't know. I couldn't see what she was doing.
Who has Tic-tacs? Turns out
she's just eating Tic-tacs.
Are they orange?
No, they're not orange.
Oh, orange are the best.
I know. Orange Tic-tacs are the only ones.
worth eating.
Worth eating like candy. She's got a mouthful of like minty Tic Tacs. Five or six Tic Tacs in there.
Well, that's good for.
No, that's what you use for props as pills, but you don't need to eat them like pills.
What? Wait a minute. Is Abby eating pills like a Abby's bunch at a time?
Pills like constantly. Yeah, she's just a pill popper.